It's time for Santa's Mailbag on B107.5. Sponsored by A Slice of the 80s. All the way from the North Pole, here they come. Santa's helper elves to read your letter and deliver them to Santa.
Whoopee!
Hooray!
Yippee!
Yay! We're back!
We sure are!
Are you excited as I am?
Absolutely!
I am so happy, boys and girls, to report back to you that we have some more letters that were dropped off at the big red mailbox at A Slice of the 80s.
We sure do.
Hey, Sparkle Joy.
Hey, Jasper.
Where's Clyde? I don't see him anywhere.
I thought he was with Robbie, showing him outside because Robbie had to use a restroom.
Well, we'll have to see if they can make it back. Oh, wait, here they come. Guys, you almost missed the show.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Clyde.
Hi, Clyde.
Well, Robbie did his business out there.
Oh, boy.
Do we have to clean it up?
No. Everything's fine. He's well-behaved and trained.
Oh, good.
Yes. Thank you for that, Clyde. And, well, let's read some of those letters, shall we?
Oh, Buford, you said it. Not fast enough.
All right, our first one is from Willow. Willow writes in. They're 10 years old and says, "Dear Santa, the only thing I want for Christmas is my family."
Oh, that's a nice wish for Christmas.
Wow, Willow, that's very lovely. I'm glad you love your family. And you know what? They love you, too.
They sure do.
They'll always be there for you, Willow. Always remember that. And have a very, very Merry Christmas. Who's next, Sparkle?
Next, we have a letter from Ariana. She's 7.
What a beautiful name.
It's a fantastic name. She says, "Dear Santa, I love you so, so much."
Oh.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, that's cute. We'll make sure Santa gets your letter, too.
She says, "I want to hug you."
Well, Santa Claus loves hugs.
He does love hugs. We'll send your hug right special to him. She also says, "I would like marbles and a toy airplane for my brother. I would also like a car for my brother."
Whoa, yeah, now we're getting somewhere. I like everything with the wheels on it.
You sure do.
Buford, yeah, you make sure they get a good car.
Vroom, vroom. All right.
She also says, "Thank you. Love, Ariana."
Well, great job with the letter, Ariana. Thanks so much for writing in. Next, I have a letter from Daisy. Daisy is 9 years old.
9?
Yep, already 9. What a big girl. And she says, "Dear Santa, the first thing that I want is a boyfriend."
A boyfriend?
Wait a
My
minute
goodness.
Oh, I don't think we can do that.
We don't have room in the sleigh for boyfriends.
We gotta make toys.
Yeah, what gives?
I'm sure Daisy will have a boyfriend in no time. But she also says she wants magic. Magic so she could be pretty for the rest of her life, she says. What? You're already pretty. Don't you know that?
You're already pretty, and you'll be pretty forever, because pretty's on the inside.
You got that right, Sparkle. You'll always be pretty, Daisy. Just keep smiling and being nice to everyone, and boy, oh boy, you'll be so beautiful as long as you live. And we have more on the letter here. She wants a real phone and a real tablet. Can you make that happen? I don't know, Clyde.
Well, we'll see what we can do, but boy, oh boy, I'm looking at the letter, too. She wants a computer. That's lots of technology.
Lots of electronics
for
Daisy.
I don't know if we could do all of those and fit all of those in the sleigh, but boy, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll talk with Mom and Dad and see which is the best that maybe you can learn on. And Daisy says, "And I would like to be a normal family for the rest of my life." What?
That's silly.
Everybody's a normal family because you know why?
Every family's different.
Yeah, there is no normal. That's the real answer. Everybody has their own family. And she says, "Oh, and I want a Lamborghini."
Oh, a Lamborghini?
Oh, is that all? Well, we'll get right on that.
All right, Daisy. She's 9 years old, and that's quite a letter. That's funny. Oh, and she gave her gingerbread man a name. This is Mr. Franz.
I think that might be her teacher.
Oh, okay. He said, "I'm going to name it Mr. Franz, and this gingerbread man has a red bow tie and a lemony yellow-looking head." That, I don't know why, I just came up with lemon because it's yellow, and boy, I think I can use some candy.
Yeah, I love lemon candy. It's so nice.
What about you, Robbie the reindeer? Yeah, I'm gonna go give Robbie some candy snacks right now. We'll be right back with more letters from a slice of the 80s from the Big Red Mailbox right here on Santa's Mailbag Show on B107.5.
Hooray! Yippee! Yay!
A Slice of the 80s invites you to escape the 80s. Their new escape room featuring 1 hour 80s themed challenges from noon till 8 daily. It's great for family activities, team building exercises, and just plain fun with friends. Adult beverages are available. Book your session 48 hours in advance at aSliceOf80s.com. Just $25 a person for 4 to 6 people. Escape the 80s starting this Friday next to A Slice of the 80s, Conger Street, downtown Bradford.
Here we go again. All right.
We're back.
That's Robbie finishing up his treat. All right, not into the microphone, Robbie, you silly goose. All right,
send
you're not a
down.
Goose. You're not a goose, you're a silly reindeer. Right, okay. I'm glad we got that straight. Jasper Tinsel back with Sparkle Joy.
Hi.
And Clyde.
Hello, fellers.
And Buford.
Hi, do we have any more cars or skateboards or anything to give away? I want to do some great things for the boys and girls that like to have fun on bicycles and trucks and cars and things like that.
Well, we'll have to read some more letters. I think Sparkle Joy has one right now.
I have one right now, but it does not have a car.
Ah, shucks.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Says, Dear Santa, I have been nice.
Ah.
Please bring me a baby doll. Thank you.
Baby doll. What kind of baby doll do you think she should have, Sparkle?
A very cute one that looks almost like a real life baby.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are so realistic nowadays. How have you and your elves figured that out?
It's magic.
Oh, I figured you were going to say that.
She says, Love Arabella, age 6.
Arabella?
That's a very nice name.
That's a lot of syllables.
It kind of is, Clyde.
That's right. Do you know how to tell how many syllables are in a name? You can clap during the different syllables.
Arabella.
Arabella. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good job.
4 syllables in Arabella.
Arabella. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Good job, Clyde.
All right.
Look at us learning things today.
And we have one last letter I have here from... Ooh, who's this?
Isaiah.
Is that from Isaiah?
He sure is.
6 years old Isaiah. Wow, welcome to Santa's mailbag. And here is your letter. Dear Santa, I have been... And then it has big letters. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Isaiah was extra nice because he has it in big letters and it's circled.
Yes, that's very important.
Okay, okay. Please bring me magic.
Magic?
Whoa!
Like the card game magic or like the magic that we have at the North Pole magic?
But not just anybody can have magic, only very special people. But I think, you know what, Isaiah? You are very special.
We can definitely hook you up with some kind of magic.
Yeah. Not North Pole magic because, well, that's just for elves.
Yeah.
And the big elf himself, Santa Claus.
That's right. But we can get you some kind of magic.
Yeah.
Maybe some illusion magic.
Ooh. Isaiah, thank you so much for writing in. Have a great Christmas. And we will be back again tomorrow for those boys and girls that wrote their letter into the Big Red Mailbox.
Yeah, that's at A Slice of the 80s on Congress Street.
Yeah, and it's pretty much the last time they can do it because we're running out of time. Friday's our last show and Santa will be here.
We are running out of time. We're getting super busy up there at the North Pole. Just a couple days left until Christmas Eve.
Clyde, you ready to go?
Sure am.
What about you, Sparkle?
I'm ready.
All right, climb into the sleigh. Here we go. Hey, Buford, why don't you get Robbie to head on up? All right, here we go, Robbie. Ready? Up, up, and away. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye.